The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
No time for breezy. No time for arguments. No time for love like now. There's no time in the bardo. No time in the end. No time for love like now. There's no time for dancing. There's no time for undecideds. No time for love like now. Where did the song begin to change?
That is a new song from Michael Stipe. It's called, as you probably guessed, No Time for Love, and it was recorded in his own living room. To tell us more about it, Deputy Editor of Hot Press, Stuart Clark, joins us on the line. Good morning, Stuart. Long time since
Good
I've heard...
Good morning, Mark.
By the way, I hope you're well and safe, yes?
Yes, I'm in Meath with the dog staring at me. She's not quite cutting on to the fact that I'm working. She wants puggles all day long, so she's very demanding, but we're doing okay.
Okay, now, Michael Stipe, lead singer with one of the biggest bands of the 80s and certainly 90s, up there with U2, maybe biggest band of the world at one stage, and then nothing for the last couple of years. So suddenly he's emerged from hibernation with this new song he did in his living room. Obviously, to do with the pandemic the world is going through and a message of hope for us all. Is that basically the synopsis?
It's really very beautiful. I think he's been hanging out on Zoom with Aaron Dessner of The National, working on ideas. And normally, as you know, Mark, when it's R.E.M. or Michael Stipe, and Bono did a song in his dining room the other day, it usually goes through umpteen different processes. It's very produced when we hear it. That was knocked out in an afternoon. You can hear the voice just breaking with emotion. And it's nice to hear him sounding so vulnerable. When I say nice, he's obviously scared like the rest of us. But it's a very honest, raw recording.
Yeah, there's a lot of musicians and artists have taken to YouTube or whatever platform it is they use, and they're entertaining people and also entertaining their fans. But very few of them are actually releasing new, raw or naked music like that, are they?
Well, absolutely. Himself and Bono are two of them. Like last week, we had that amazing, rambling, 17-minute-long Bob Dylan song, but he'd been sitting on that, and you know, until the right moment. This literally, I think, was Michael and Aaron on Google Hangout throwing some ideas, and Michael going, right, I'm going to get the camera rolling and let people hear this. He was saying he didn't even really think about it. He just put it out there and woke up the next morning going, I've released a song. And he went back to listen to it. He said, no, I got that right. When did it start to change? Lockdown memories can't sustain. I must admit, I had a glass of something the other night in hand, and that brought tears to my eyes. A beautiful song.
Okay, speaking of beautiful songs, here's a beautiful singer, Lisa Lam. That's Lisa Lam, Hunter's Moon, and it's taken from her new album, which is called Juniper, and it's out today. Now, Lisa Lam is a name that will be familiar, but people will be going, well, now, is she an actress, or is she a singer? Was she in Celtic Woman? Who is she?
A bit of all the aforementioned. She's from Dublin. She studied acting at Trinity College and then joined the Celtic Woman group, who are massive in the States. It's huge. She's played Soorka in the stage version of Ross O'Carroll Kelly's The Last Days of the Celtic Tiger, and also appeared in TV shows like Bachelor's Walk and Legend. Her last record was done in Nashville, and you can hear there Juniper is a blend of country, trad, folk, and good old-fashioned pop. Just struck me there's more than a hint of Stevie Nicks about the vocal, isn't there?
You took the words out of my mouth. Also, interestingly, I know Lisa, and she is a gorgeous woman, but how she looks, her image, the way she is very Stevie Nicks-ish. You know, long kind of that really wavy, curly hair that was very popular with girls, long flowing dresses and all that kind of stuff. So it kind of, it is her. That's her image. I mean, Stevie Nicks is better known, but Lisa's been like that as long as I've known her.
I know it's rude to mention a lady's age, but she's now 38. So she's had time to think what she wants to do. She's been part of Celtic Woman. This is Lisa being herself. She does, I mean, shoot a really good video. The image is excellent. Lisa is having a launch party tonight, by the way. Sadly, there won't be a bar there, but at 8 o'clock on Facebook Live, there might be a few pints, loads of special guests, including Steve Wickham, who'll be Google hangouting with her. I think the album's really, really good. So many great songs. It was hard all week trying to whittle it down to one.
Yeah, and I suppose some people might think with the Celtic Woman thing that her vibe would be smoother, more mainstream or whatever. But actually, as you can hear from the voice, there's grit and there's, I suppose, Lee Roddy there as well. And she can really sing out when she wants to.
There is dirt under those painted fingernails. She can really rock out.
Okay, Juniper, out today, available from whatever platform you like to download these things from. Now, here's another Irish artist.
Another day, another welcome mat. A door engraved with 28, I won't remember that. These corridors inevitably lead to anywhere. Another face, a late reminder of how I'm so used to being used, so I don't carry love. My hands, they pay respect to what they once could bear. Oh, how I wish you'd hold them now, but you're not there. Why don't we talk? Why don't we talk? Oh, I'm lonely, I'm lonely.
Now, that's an interesting voice. I certainly, if I hadn't been told, wouldn't have said an Irish artist. That is Luz, L-U-Z, and it's her new single, I'm Lonely. Tell us more, Stuart.
Well, I think A Star Is Born, Mark. 18 years of age, that is scary. One parent from Dublin, the other from Argentina. She started out doing Lewis Capaldi covers on YouTube, now getting millions of Spotify plays. She's got the same live concert booker as Ed Sheeran, and is ready to explode internationally.
Okay.
Actually, it would have been a very busy summer for her with festivals. But as soon as she gets to play live, I think she's just going to blow up. Really good tune, L-U-Z, Luz.
Right. I was talking to you yesterday, and I just thought, you know what? People are talking about comfort art and comfort food and comfort reading and comfort this and that. What about some comfort music? And by that, I mean something that makes you feel good. And makes all of us feel good. Now, I suppose from that point of view, it has to be something that's kind of universally well known. But I was just wondering what your top picks for a comfort album, an album that's guaranteed to make anybody who listens to it feel better for 30 minutes or 40 minutes or whatever the duration would be. Off you go.
It's the obvious one, Mark. It's got to be Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys. As soon as I hear the strains of God Only Knows, I don't care if the pet budgies died or whatever. It's just such a gorgeous record. And it smells and sounds and feels of summer.
Ah, I was going to go with, actually, I thought of that and I thought, well, that's going to be too obvious. He'll laugh at me if I do that. So I went for Abbey Road instead by the Beatles.
Well, that's not a bad record either. No. I've got four more, if I can indulge myself. The Clash, London Calling.
Go on, very quickly. Race through them.
Yeah, the Clash, London Calling. Leonard Cohen, Thanks for the Dance. Fleetwood Mac, Rumours, and Blondie, Parallel Lines, perfect pop.
Good man yourself. I'm going to go completely mad here and say the one record that's guaranteed to make everybody feel better if they put it on right now, and I don't care who you are or what your musical tastes are, ABBA Gold. That'll get you through a half an hour.
Oh, Mark, there you go. That's the money album.
You weren't expecting that, were you? Listen, thank you.
Take a chance on me.
Yeah, absolutely. Great songs. Great, great songs. And they make your heart sing. Listen, Stuart, thank you so much.